Father, thank you for your awesome presence here, for the chance to worship you and to love you with everything we've got. May we just be bathed in your presence. And may we sense you not just intellectually, but may we sense your presence emotionally this morning as we worship the living God. Amen. Turn to number 2 in your hymnal. Come Thou Almighty King. You'll see those prayer concerns there in the bulletin. But also let's remember John Bateman. John had surgery at the end of last week and is doing quite well. And let's keep him in our prayers as we go before the Lord. Let's bow. Father, thank you that you have broken through history and you've broken into our world. You've broken into our shatteredness. Thank you that you who are perfect, you who could have turned your back on us, did not. And in fact, you find a joy in us coming to you, that our brokenness, our shatteredness, when we give them to you, is like a present. It's us saying we trust you. We trust you so much, we give you this. And you, with excitement, you take it. Father, at times, all of us, it feels like this world can just be tough. And we can feel all alone. But you've given a word for us that we can call you Father. That means, in a sense, we can turn and run to you. And as we run to you, you take us in your arms and you just hold us tight. And you take upon yourself all of our worries and our fears and concerns. And then you set us back down again. And you take our hands and you say, let's go back. You don't take those things away from us, but you do promise to walk with us. as we partake this morning of communion, may that remind us of your awesome presence, that you were broken for us so we can find wholeness. Your blood was shed for us so we can find forgiveness. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, with all the kids come down front. This morning, if you noticed up front, we don't usually have this every Sunday. Can anyone tell me what this is for? I don't know. Okay, you don't know. It's communion. And so in here is bread, and in that big tall thing are little cups of juice. Now, what is communion? Well, glad that you asked that question. Let me tell you, okay? You know, Jesus was here. Remember who Jesus was? This is wild, but it's God Almighty became just like you and me. And at one time, he became so much like us that he was a little kid like you too. And he even fell down and skinned his knees. He became just like us. He was still God. But he took all the power of being God and he set all that power aside and became just like us. And then when he got older, he got the disciples. Remember the disciples, the people he had with him? And he began to teach them about God and more about all this, how much God really loves them. And then the last time he was going to be with them, and he knew that, say, like this time when he's with them, he knew the next day what was going to happen to him. You know what was going to happen the next few days? You got it. They were going to crucify him. And he knew that was going to happen. But we also know what happened after they crucified him. They put him in a grave, and what happened? He rose. That's right. He came back to life. But he was with his disciples for the last time. And he wanted to give them something to remind them that he's with them. Because they no longer would see him. But he still would be with them. And so he was with them, and he took bread, and he blessed the bread, and he broke it, and he gave it to them to eat. And he said, take and eat this. This is my body broken for you. Now, did that really become the body of Jesus? No, it was bread, but it's to remind us that his body on the cross was broken for me. And then he told us to eat it. Meaning that God wants to put his very self into you. Did you know that? He doesn't want to sit up there in heaven and look down at you. He loves you so much. He wants to be there with you. And then he took the cup and said, this juice represents my blood shed upon Calvary. Now, what, is it really blood? The answer is, but it's symbolic, reminds us. It's like, what is that?
Ring.
Ring. What kind of a ring? It's a wedding ring. When you see a ring like that in somebody's left hand, it means they're what? They are married. Yeah. Now, is my marriage right here? No. But it's a symbol. It reminds you, doesn't it? It shows you that I am what? Married. That's right. And so the cup, when you took, he has the cup. And it's not his blood, really, but it's to remind you that his blood, what happened on Calvary? Remember when he's on the cross, did he bleed? Yeah. And he died. And he did it so you could be forgiven.
Any of you have ever made a... How many here have ever been bad? Raise your hand. Be honest. I got my hands up too. How many of you here have ever gotten... Anybody got grounded, put in the corner, got spanked? Raise your hand. Be honest. And what happened is like that we've all been bad. And because we've been bad, we need to be punished. But God doesn't want to punish us that much. So know what he did? He was punished for us. It'd be like you did something bad and God said, spank me instead. Wow. And that's what he did on Calvary. In a few moments, I want to have you guys, you can take communion. And don't you remember, it's just to remind us of what? That Jesus loves you. Say that with me. Jesus what? Loves you. Yeah, a whole bunch. And he wants to be with you. So when you eat the bread, remember, Jesus, you gave your life so you could be with me. Okay? Then when you have the cup, when you drink it, Jesus, you shed your blood so I can be forgiven and be with you. Thank you. Okay? Now, we want to do this very carefully and very respectfully, okay? So what we'll do, I'll just have you stay in your seats, and I'll bring the bread to you, okay? When you get the bread, as soon as you get it, you can go ahead and eat it, okay? You don't have to wait till I'm done. And then I'll come by and give you the cup, be a little cup. As soon as you get the cup, you can go ahead and drink it, okay? And then when you're done drinking, I'll come back by and get your little cups back from you, okay? Now, after you drink it first, you've got to be real careful because you don't want to do what? Spill it. You don't want to spill it. That's right. So be real careful. And then after you're done drinking it, there's always some little bit left in there. So don't take it and go, oh, because you'll still have drops come out. So hold it just like that very carefully in front of you, okay? Can you do that until I come to get it? You know. And again, when you take it, remember who loves you. You got it. Who loves you so much that he bought you?
Jesus.
That's right. Who loves you so much that he doesn't want to live up there in heaven, Jesus, but he wants to live right? You got it. Okay, let's pray. Jesus, thank you that you love all of us, big and small. And it doesn't matter if we know everything. It just matters that we want you. May our youth here, as they take of communion, be reminded how special they are and how much you want them. In Jesus' name. Jesus' body was broken for you because he loves you. Go ahead and eat it because you were so special. That's right. It was broken on a tree called Calvary. Go ahead and eat it because you were so, so special. Shed for you so you can be forgiven because I love you. Okay, go ahead. This is stuck here. Okay, take it. Drink it right now. You got it. Okay, go ahead and drink it, honey. That's good. Then hold it real still. Drink all of it. There you go. Go ahead and drink. Thank you.
Father, thank you for your love and presence here. Thank you that we are so special and you bought us. Amen. Okay, you all may walk on out. Jesus was with his disciples for the last time. And as we said to young folks, he wanted to give them something to remember him, to remind them of his presence, that though they would not see him, his presence with them would be even more real than it was right at that time. So he took bread, something they would have at every meal. And he did something they would do at every meal. He broke it. And he said, see, this is my body. In a sense, he was saying, every time you break of this bread, I want you to remember something. My body was broken for you so you could be whole. And just as you take the bread and that gives you life and strength, that I want to fill you with me that much, that you would find your life and your strength from me. He blessed it. Then he said, take and eat. Likewise, he took the cup. And in the Old Testament, it was very clearly written that you should never partake of the lifeblood of an animal. And you read of how they had to prepare something to eat it, to make sure that the blood was out of it. Where other cultures would drink the blood of an animal they killed. And part of the reason they would, because they believed that that blood was the life force of that animal. And if we drank of that blood, we got some of that animal's life into us. And God clearly told him, that's the life force of an animal. Never, ever partake of it. And then he took the cup and he said, this is my blood. Take and drink. They must have been shocked at first when he said that. It was forbidden. But what he was trying to get them to understand, that just as the pagans believed you drink the life of the blood of an animal, that you got their life force, I want you to take that concept here, that I want to pour my life into you. I want to give you new life, not just your own. You were made to have his life in you. You were made to walk with him. And then he took the cup and he blessed it. And he told them to take and drink. In a few moments, the music will start singing. And again, I don't rush to come. But when you come, we ask that you come down this side, partake, and go back the other side. When you come up front, if you want to take time and just in prayer, meditation, before you take of the elements, step aside. You may have a seat there. If you want to kneel, go ahead and kneel. If you do that, when you go back by the outside aisle. And again, as you come down here, if folks from the inside, they want to step in front of you, let them step. Someone cutting in line is not an issue today. If there's someone near you who's coming down would be a struggle,
Be a brother and sister in Christ and find out. And you come get it for them. If you need to come get the elements for someone, feel free to come down along the side and get it then and go right back. You don't need to come this way. Again, as you come, as we sing, take your time. We'll have about a half hour of singing, of worshiping and song. Don't rush it. Just be with him and enjoy his presence and allow him to hold you and to love you. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound. And all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant, everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised, rejected by mankind. A man of suffering, familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hid their faces, he was despised.
held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds, we are healed. Upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. It is understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
This is my daily bread. Oh, heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of? Human beings that you care for them. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be have not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appear, we will be like him. For we shall see him as he is.
Take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent people you saved me. I called to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and have been saved from my enemies. I lift up my eyes to the mountain. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not let you slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with praise. Make music to the Lord with a harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and with the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people with equality.
To live is Christ, and to die is gain. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith. God loved me and gave himself for me. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things have been created through him and for him. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are dismissed.